Today marks the beginning of National TV Turnoff Week, in which children and adults are encouraged to ignore the television and do something else. It's a hardship for some, but for Lydia Jean Cott, it's no big deal. She's a 10-year-old who lives with her family in Washington, D.C., where she attends fifth grade and leads an otherwise normal life, except there is no television in her house. Hasn't been one for 3 years.
Well, at the beginning, when we first got rid of our TV, it was kind of weird, and I wanted to watch it. But since we didn't have it for such a long time, it just not kind of normal.
Lydia Jean's parents did not unplug the TV to make a point. In a way, the TV unplugged them. They lived in Poland for a while and had a television there. But when they moved back to the United States, they never got around to reconfiguring the set for the American system. So the TV stayed in a box, first for a week, then a month, then a year. Instead of watching TV, Lydia Jean says she does what other kids do: homework, computer games, riding her scooter, and playing with her sister.
Like, sometimes I make snacks for my sister and I pretend to be like a restaurant person. And, let's see, lots of times I guess I read to my sister, I read to myself, my sister reads to me. We fight. That takes up some of the time.
Lydia Jean's sister is 5, and she has a 2-year-old brother. Her mother is Tara McKelvey.
If all hell's breaking loose in the house, there's not much I can do. I just let all hell break loose. I mean, what I do sometimes is I'll put a cassette on for them.
Sometimes she even turns on the radio. McKelvey says if she had a television, she wouldn't use it to babysit her children, but she would watch it.
It's not that I have anything against TV. I really enjoy watching it. Like a friend of mine said, if it weren't for TV, I would have no memories. You know, I was always watching it. And I'm also not trying to save our kids from pop culture. I mean, I think that's silly. It's everywhere. But when we don't have a TV in the house, it makes our family closer. We're forced to talk to each other in a way that you don't have to do that if there's a TV.
McKelvey's daughter, Lydia Jean, says she's not lobbying her parents for a TV, but they could easily convince her that the family needs one.
Well, I guess my mom and dad would have to say, oh, Lydia Jean, I really want a TV. Oh, Lydia Jean, it'll make everything so much better. And we'd rent all the movies you want, and you get to see all the movies you're not allowed to see, like The Exorcist. But, I mean, it's not that important, but I don't think I'd be crying if I found out I have to get a TV.
Lydia Jean Cott lives with her family in Washington, D.C., where she attends fifth grade at Francis Scott Key Elementary School.